After a gathering of hunters, landowners, and wildlife managers, a new report draws some conclusions on how Montana can better manage its elk population. The Montana Citizens Elk Management Coalition has published a report on the Elk Management Symposium, which took place in August. Kathy Hadley, who is a hunter and board member of the Montana Wildlife Federation, was a speaker at the symposium. She says management is at a crossroads in Montana.
We have had declining harvest rates on public lands over the last few years of elk, declining numbers of elk on public lands, and problem of having too many elk on private lands. So there's an imbalance in the system that didn't used to be here.
The Montana Citizens Elk Management Coalition developed three policy recommendations based on the meeting. Hadley notes the symposium took place while Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks begins to design a new elk management plan. Hadley says one of the recommendations is to update landowner incentive programs such as block management, which provides funds to landowners in exchange for opening up access to their lands to hunters. She says the program has about 1,200 landowners enrolled and opens up access to more than 6 million acres. Hadley believes hunters should deal with the issue of too many elk.
Maybe we need to increase payments to private landowners who allow hunters on their lands. And we just thought maybe that particular program might be useful to update it to engage more landowners who are having these problems.
The other recommendations include revising the structure of hunting seasons and exploring new funding models for restoring habitat. Hadley notes that lawmakers from both parties were part of the symposium, and so she hopes to engage them in the 2023 legislative session on these issues.
Wildlife management historically has been bipartisan, and we're trying really hard to get us back to that place.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.